Okay, today is Daf Yud Aleph. We're in Yud Amid Beis by the bottom line. So we just were discussing the certain instruments for the Beis HaMikdash. Today's Daf is all about Levim. Any Levim here? Oh, we have a Levi here. So today's Daf is all about Levim. Almost all. Amar Rav Bar Shila, Amar Rav Masna, Amar Shmuel. Magrifa Haisa B'Mikdash. There was a shovel in the Beis HaMikdash. Says Rashi, bottom line. Last Rashi. Shaba Gorfin as Deshen HaMizbeach. That's what they would use to shovel the ashes from the Mizbeach. The dill. Know what that means? Vuka'en Kav, like a spoon, like a shovel. Says Tosas, bottom line. Pirish Bakuntras. Shagorfin Ba Deshen. Fakasha. The Ha'haitha Kli Zemer. We're going to say that this is really an instrument. It looked like it was some kind of, I don't know what instrument this is, a shovel-looking instrument. What's Rashi talking about? They used to shovel the dirt, the deshen. It just looked like that. It wasn't the same kli. Elanir lefarish the shnei minin agiva. There were two achas ledeshen v'achas shel shear. Right back to the Gemara. Amar masna mashmol magiva hoyse v'mikdash. There was a shovel. Asar in the kavim hayuba. Somehow it had 10 holes in it. And each hole produced 10 different sounds. Nimse comes out, kula motzia mea mine zemer. Produced 100 sounds. 10 times 10 is 100. What this means, I have no idea. But you'll see in a minute, the Gemara itself doesn't have an idea. No, Rashi was saying, what Rashi meant to say is, that just like there's a shovel that used to shovel, that's what Tosafot says. We used to shovel out the deshen. So too, there was a similar looking thing which produced some music. What that is exactly, I have no idea. But you'll see in a minute, the Gemara might not have had an idea either. The Basnisa Tana, he Amma, it was an Amma long, the Gavoa Amma, an Amma big, the Kasa Yotai Met, and it's like a kind of handle went out, Basara Nekavim Hayuba, there were 10 Nekavim, Kol Echad Moti Mea Mine Zemer. Each one had 100 sounds. Nimseis Kula Moti Elef Mine Zemer, 1,000 sounds. And Amar of Nachan by Yitzchak Vishimanach, how do you know if it's 100 or 1,000? Right, who? Someone said 100, someone said 1,000. Which one said which? The Tzimanach, Guzma. The whole thing's an exaggeration. Right? So the whole thing's exaggerated. So maybe the shapels, the whole thing's exaggerated. What kind of instrument is this? What kind of instrument looks like a shovel? That holes and the holes produce sound. It's a little bit difficult. I don't know. Could be there was an instrument in the ancient times that had like that. The best answer is the whole thing's a Guzma. Why compared it to a shovel? I don't know. But the whole thing's a Guzma. If it's a Guzma, I'm bothered by that. They're just talking in flowery language. Oh, we had, right? I waited online for 1,000 hours at the bank. You waited for 1,000 hours? No, you waited for like 20 minutes. But it's so long, and it's driving you nuts. You're so busy, it feels like it could be the same thing over here. So flowery language. Oh, 1,000 sounds it produced. Beautiful. Okay. Now, the Mishnah had a three-way machlokes. Who were the ones who played the instruments? Were they the avodim of Kahanim? Were they miyuchatik Yisraelim who would marry Kahanim? They were good lineage, or Levium? Those are the three machlokas. So the Abdi Kahanim, here's what the machlokas is about. The man that Amar Avadim Hayu, the one who held that they were Avadim, Katsavar held Ikashir Bepeh, that the Ikar mitzvah of Shira of the Levium was Bepeh. So Levium did Bepeh. So I can have a monkey play the instrument. They didn't have others to do it. The Ikashir is Bepeh anyway. Right? That's why the Avadim would play the instrument. The Kli. And the Kli, Lipsume Kalahu Davida, that was just to accompany the voice. That was just to accompany the voice. I can't have Avadim do. Why not? Manda Amar Levium Hayu Kasava Ikashir Bekli. No! And one who held that they were Levium, that's because Ikashir was Bekli. And the voice is just an accompaniment. Therefore, I have to have Levium do it. Says the girl, what about Rabbi Yossi? What about Rabbi Yossi? Rabbi Yossi held it was Yisraelim. That doesn't make any sense. But Tizpura, Rabbi Yossi? What about Rabbi Yossi? My Kasavar. E Kasavar Ikashir Bepeh. If he held Ikashir Bepeh, then why are you getting the best Israelis, the best Yisraelim, to play instruments? Why are you doing that? Right? Why? Ikashir Bepeh, then Avadim Sakif. Let the Avadim do it. And if Kasavar Ikashir Bekli, and if you hold Ikashir with the instrument, then Levium, but it has to be Levium. Can't be Yisraelim. Lolam, the Gemara says you're right. Lolam Kasavar Ikashir Bepeh. Really, Ikashir is Bepeh. Ikashir is Bepeh, no question about it. Bahaka. So who's up there? Who's up there in Bepeh? Levium. Ikashir is Bepeh. V'hacha, the machlokas is, the mailin miduchan l'yuchsin l'maitis kriflagi. Do we say, you walk in, look at these levium over here singing songs, unbelievable. Look at those guys playing instruments. Now, it's not ikra mitzvah. But what are they doing up there? Who are those people? Do I think now that I see these people, the Beis HaMikdash gave them a prime time slot, that they're up there? They must be special people. Maybe I have my daughter marry one of those guys. Maybe I'll give them miser. Right? Maybe, look at them. Who? They don't let me go over there and play instruments. So they must be special. Do we say that? That's the machlokas. Manda Omar Avadim Hayu. Do one who said, let the Avadim do it. Katsavar. Ain't Milan Miduchin. We don't say. Nobody would ever say. Since they're up there on the Duchin playing the piano, it must be Lola Yuchin Velola Miser. We won't want to marry them, and we won't want to say, oh, they deserve Miser. Since we're not going to say that, let the Avadim do it. Free up time for regular Jews. Let the Avadim do it. Manda Omar Levium Hayu. The one who said no, it was Mamash Levi'im, Kasavar, Mailin Miduchin, Bein Liyuchsin, Bein Lemaisras. That we would say that for both. In other words, when I see a guy out there playing the instrument, I say, oh wow, I'm going to give him my Maisa. And you know what? I'd love to marry this guy. He's great. Since we're going to say that, we have to make sure it's a Levi. Only Levi'im can get Maisa, and they're Yuchsin. I want to marry that, so I want to go to that family. Ulamandam Yisraelim Hayu, the one who said they were Yisraelim Kasavar, they would hold. Mailin Meduchin Liyuchsin. Wow, I can't believe that guy plays so well. I wish I could have my daughter marry that guy. But Velola Meiser. But I'm never going to say I want to give him Meiser. Why? Because I don't know who he is. So he's maybe not a Yisraeli. So hey, you can have a Yisraeli. You can have a Yisraeli be up there. Doesn't have to be a lady. Why? Because I'm not going to give him Meiser anyway. What will I want to do? I want to have my daughter marry him. That's fine. He's an Israeli. No, I bother him. That's what the machlokas is about. Good? Tanu Rabbanan. Hashir ma'akev es ha-karban, divrei Reb Meir. The shir is ma'akev the karban, says Reb Meir. Meaning, what does that mean? What does that mean? That means if you don't have a shir, the karban's no good. That's what it seems to say. The shir is ma'akev. Says Tosfos in the second Tosfos, Kasha, wait a minute. How can the shir be back at the carbon? Daha Hashir Bashas Nisuch. The shir is during the times of Nisuch Hayayim. That's when the shir was. And Nisuch is not Ma'akiv. Va Nisuch ain't Ma'akiv carbon. Nisuch is not even Ma'akiv. Why is it not Ma'akiv? The Adam Mevi Zvacho Hayom. A guy can bring his carbon today. V'nisachim mikan al arbayam. Really should be Asher Yomim. And again, you can bring your nitzach in 10 days from now. That's an old story. I don't have wine right now, but I really want to bring the carbon. So I'm here now for the carbon. I'll bring the carbon, and I'll have my shliach bring the wine next week. There's nothing wrong with that. So how can you say that the shir is ma'akev if the nitzach's not ma'akev? How can that possible? He tells us a question. V'nira, what's the matter? Oh, v'nira lefarish. What it means is like this. Shir ma'akev es ha-karban. What does it mean? Shir is not. Hainu. Nitzuch. In other words, she'ev ein shira ein nitzuch. If you don't have the levium there, then don't do the nitzuch now. Wait for them. That's what it means. Backwards. If you don't have the levium, then don't do the nitzuch. Wait for them to come. Right? Do you have a levium convention? So then wait. You can bring the carbon. Some hold that the asari yamim, you have 10 days to bring a nitzuch. We have Malachim already in Zvachim, Menachas. That's also, it could be forever. But in 11 days is no good. It's a 10-day rule. Who made up that rule? They said, no, this is an example. What if it's 3 months later? It's also good. That's how the Gemara tomorrow is going to ask. So let's say you bring it 3 months later. Do you have Shira then? Just all I did was bring wine. Do you have Shira? That's going to be my question in the Gemara. Next. Oh, the Chacham Omer. The Chacham say, Eino Ma'akev. No, it's not Ma'akev. My time with the mayor. What's the mayor's reason? Dar Makor says, "Ve'edet haLevi'im nesun la'aron levanav." We talk about Israel, the chaper al bnei Israel. It says the Levi'im being busy with in the same pasuk as the word kapara. Ma kapara ma keves. Just like kapara, which is sprinkling the dam, is ma'akiv. Without that, you don't have a carbon. Shir ma keves. So to shir is ma'akiv. The rabbanon who? What about the rabbanon? Hahula idif the rabbalazar. That's for a different vart. The rabbalazar said, "Dar rabbalazar ma kapara bayom, af shir bayom." Just like kapara that only brought during the day, So too, Levim only sing during the day. Okay? Next. Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Minayin le'ikr shir min haTorah. How do you even know there's such a thing as shir from the Torah? How do you even know that? We're going to have like 11 answers, 10 answers to this question. Some of them are not in the Torah, some of them are in Navi. And here we go. You ready? Number one. Shenemar, it says in the Torah, V'sheireis b'shem Hashem Elokav. Pasuk in Devarim. And they will serve b'shem Hashem Elokav. What do they mean, b'shem Hashem? Ezehu shirus shebeshem. What is service where you call Hashem's name? What kind of service is that? Have Omer Zeshira. That's obviously singing. What else is it? The aim of maybe Nesiyas Kapayim. Maybe it's Dukhanin. Right? So the Gemara says, no. Midichsiv. It says elsewhere in Devarim. Lasharso, to serve Ulvarech Bishmo, and to bless his name. Michlal, you see from here, the Birchas Kahanim, Lav Shiras. Birchas Kahanim is not Shiras. Why is it not Shiras? Why is it not service? Because it says two separate things. Service and bracha. Service is one thing. Duchening is something else. So what is service? Bepeh? Must be singing. Okay? Rav Masna Amar Bahacha. Rav Masna says from here, it says in the end of the Tochacha in Kisavo, Tachas, because. Why did all this happen to you? A scary puzzle. Why is the whole Tochacha where you're going to eat your own children, horrible things, why is it going to happen? Tachas asher lo avadata et Hashem alokecha b'simcha uv'tuv levav. Because you didn't serve Hashem with happiness and with tuv, with good heart. Not to walk in here schlepping like you're half asleep. That's not the way to behave. The way to behave is with simcha and tuv levav. Ezi avoda shemesimcha v'tuv levav. What is a simcha? What is a service? What is a serving Hashem with happiness and tuv levav? Havi omer zeh shira. It's shira. I know. Wait, I have a better one. So everybody knows this Rashi, because everybody listens to Mordechai ben David, where he said, Rashi says, Ein Adam Shor Shira, Ela Bitov Simcha Betuv Levav. You only sing a song when you're in a good mood. Right? Compared to Rashi. The problem with that song is, that he says in the song, it's not Mashma from Rashi. It's a black and white of Rashi. It's not Mashma from Rashi. It's like implied. It's not implied. You can't get more straightforward than this. Ain Adam Shar Shira Ela Mitoch Simcha V'Tuv Levav D'Chsiv Hine Imadi Yerunu Mituv Lev. Right? So how they found this Rashi in the middle of Erechim to make a song out of it is also amazing. No? I don't think Erechim is like a top 10 learned Masechta, but they found this. Okay, good for them. Anyway, the aim of the Divrei Torah, maybe Mati's question, you made it such a narrow pasuk. So narrow. Maybe he's talking about learning Torah. After all, it says, "Dichsid pekudei Hashem," right? The selected one, not selected. Pekudei means the ones that were commanded. Miyishar mitam chelev, right? It's joyous to learn Torah. Mitam chelev ikri. It's called mitam chelev. Tov lo ikri. It's not called tov. Learning Torah is not called tov. 1 minute, one more pasuk, and then we do Tosfos. The aim of bikur. What about bikur? Maybe it means he didn't do the mitzvah of Bikurim, because it says by Bikurim, v'samachta b'chol ha-tov. So the Gemara says, you're right, tov ikri, tov lev of lo ikri. Okay? Tosfos, third Tosfos, v'samach ha-lev. See in Tomer, what about the following pasuk, v'ksiv b'torah, v'lekach tov, nasati lachem. What about this one, tov li, toras picha. What do you mean it doesn't say tov with Torah? I found you two pesukim. V'yesh lomar, Tosfos gives two answers, and then one answer he's going to say it doesn't make sense. V'yesh lomar, dachi kamar, mesamche lev ikri. Yes, but tov shesamach l'simcha, tov with simcha, shemash mu'uto lashon simcha, that it doesn't say by Torah. In other words, of course Torah is tov. It says, kilekach tov. Of course Torah is tov, but it never says Torah and simcha together. That it never says. But Gemara did not talk. Beim Tomar, the Haksiv. It says Vayitav Libo. They're talking about Boaz. His heart was good. Vayitav Lev. Or Pirish Rashi Sheyes Bemedrash Vayitav Libo B'Talmud Torah. That he was learning Torah, he was so happy. I'm sorry. Inami, a second answer Tosfos gives. Tov hatsamach lelev lo etri. It never says tov and lev together. That Tosfos says, what are you talking about? Zim tomar. V'ha'af tziv, v'itav libo, first Rashi, shesh v'berish, v'itav lev v'lehav v'torah, v'achan amar darshinan, v'itav libecha al tamah Torah. It does say it. V'yesh tomar, v'lo ksivi v'hedya. It doesn't say it in black or white. It says v'itav tov. The measure says it was Torah. It's always midrashim here. Well, if he's there, love you. Asa shaper had the machshe. So then we asked it a minute later. The name would be kurim, right? So tov samach lev lo ikri. It doesn't say tov and lev together. The Yishlamah Tosa says no. Dalkinami mishnei mishani to be in on tov hasamach lev. Well, that's what we're going to answer that. Umihu kibud to have your dead to be in on tov hasamach lev may cover shuv lo tarach lahachshos over bikurim. Then we shouldn't. Why is it going to ask the question for bikurim? If you know the answer already. Therefore, Tosa says for lush and recent ikur. My first answer is better. The first answer was, it doesn't say Torah and Simcha. It says Torah and Tov. But it doesn't say Torah, Tov, and Simcha together. Therefore, it can't be Torah. What could it be? What's left? That the whole Tov happened because the Levian didn't sing nicely? It's a little harsh, no? It's just a drasha. That can't be pshat. Right? Okay, that's one answer. Next. Amar of Matna, Menayin Libikurim Shetu'un and Shira. How do you know that the Bikurim requires Shira? It's Yatov Tov Mehacha. It's a Gzera Shava. What's the Gzera Shava? Rashi says, it says B'chal HaTov, and it says by the Shira, B'simcha B'tuv Lecha. Any, is that true? Amar of Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Amar of Yonathan, Menayin Shetu'un Shira El Al Yayin. How do you know you only see Shira on wine? Shenemar, difficult pasuk over there. It's by Avimelech, Gidon's son, and they want to make him the king, and he was a, and it says over there, and he gives a mashal. You want me to be the king? Why do you want me to be the king? The Tomo Lehem HaGefen, and the divine says, Hichdalti et Tiroshi, you want to take away my wine, HaMetzameach Elokim VaAnashim, that gives joy to people and to God. You want to make me the king? I'm good, I'm not good, whatever it is, right? You want to make, take away my, like they wanted to make the vineyard, the king. They wanted to make the grapes. Oh, really? They wanted to make, so Philo says.
Half brother.
His half brother, right. And he killed everybody else. He left over one boy, right? One little boy. And they want,
he gave this marshal. Right.
So Rashi here says that. Not Rashi, I'm sorry. The Masifta says, They went to the thorn and said, "You be the king."
Yeah, he's throwing Avshalom.
Right.
He made Avshalom a king. He's a thorn. He's nobody.
He's a nobody. Now they want to make the chashuv one, the wine. So you want to make me the king? Why do you want to make me the king? You want me to take away all my wine that is mesameach people and Hashem? So where is wine with mesameach Hashem?
So
Ibn Hashem mesameach. If how does that help Hashem? The fact that you judge them, that's you. How is that Hashem? How does that wine make Hashem happy? It must be the Shira during the Nisach Hayayin. Right? So, but that doesn't make any sense. So the Gemara, why doesn't it make any sense? Because there is no wine by Bikurim. There's no wine by Bikurim. It's only fruit, not wine. Well, according to one Shita, it could even be wine. Mishkachas lak Rabbi Yossi. Pre-atamot, maybe. If you had to maybe mashkin. You can't bring a drink. You can't bring orange juice as bikurim. Anavim v'dachim minayim. What about grapes? What if you make grapes into wine? How do you know you can? That's good. Tamad lomar tavi. Okay? Chizkiya amar mehacha. Chizkiya says, from here. What's here? V'karanihu shir halavim. It says yasir b'masa kimevinhu al tikri yasir el yashir. Change the lush in there to read the word Yashir. Okay? And this is a pasuk in, where is this pasuk? It's in Divrei HaYamim, I believe. Right? And you see that there's a play on the word Shira. Look at the bottom Tosfos. The bottom Tosfos says Tema. The Kama Kroy Ikam of Divrei HaYamim. There are many pasukim of Divrei HaYamim that are better than this. Right? For example, B'nai Ploni, Meshorim, such and such a family with Singi. Why does it come to such a strange lima? Change the word to make it Shira. The Yishlamah Tosfos answers, the Bayer Lashkuche de Shir Min HaTorah. We're trying to find a place where it says Shira in the Torah. Lakach Dayek Le Mihach Krod Dixiv Yashur B'Matha. V'ksiv ev edus hamasa. In other words, we want to make it as close to the Torah as possible. I don't want a pasuk in Navi that says that some family sang. I want a pasuk where I can link it to the word masa, and the word masa appears in the Torah. Inami, or ma'apik mikroi shi'avoda v'zor chayev olav misa. Or I want a pasuk that mentions avoda, and in the Torah it says that a zor that doesn't avoda is chayev misa. In other words, I want it to be as close to the Torah as possible. Not that some family in Divrei Yom saying Shiva. That I want to put them and say that. That's not what I want. I want to get as close to the Torah as possible, even though it's from Navi. Okay? Bilvati Amar V'yochanam Mehacha. Bilvati is some Rashi's name of a Chacham. From over here. La'avod avodas avoda. It says la'avod avodas avoda. Eidhu avoda shetricha avoda. What avoda requires another avoda? Havyom is a Shiva. That's the singing. You can't sing without avoda. Rabbi Mehacha. Su zimra sinu sof kina non im novel. Nachav itla gaga ma mehacha yisu kol miranu begon Hashem tahalu mayim. The Tana lights myisla mehacha. Others learn from here. It says lovnei kahas lo nafan. Lovnei kahas didn't have avoda. Didn't have carrying. Why? Ki avoda zakodesh aleim because if he so. Their avoda was carrying on their shoulder. So mamachas in Arabic katzav sits as a shoulder any adashi yisu. Don't I know they carry it? Ma Talmud Lomar Yitzu? Ein Yitzu El Lashon Shira. It means they sung. V'chein Omer, Su Zimra, Usinu Sof, V'Omer, Su Yitzu, Kolam, Yerunu. Excellent. Chananya Ben Achei Yerbishu Or Mehacha. It says, Moshe Yedaber, V'Elokim Yanenu B'Kol. Al Iske Kol. About the singing. Right? Rashi there in Vayisra says that Bnei Yisrael only heard the first two Dibros. The rest they heard from Moshe. But Rashi says that they still heard Hashem in the background being masked. That's what I said. So no one should ever accuse Moshe of making it up. So that's what it means, Pashup Sham. This is not a Pashup, because Rashi says Moshe was a Levi. So you have a Pashup here where Moshe's talking and Hashem's singing. He's singing over here. It could be singing, but the Pashup Sham of the Pashup is not that at all. Moshe is telling over the Teres of Dibros, and Hashem is giving me maskin. Yeah, that's what I meant. That's what I said. I said that, but Bnei Yisrael couldn't hear it from me. So I told him to Moshe, and Moshe is repeating it over. Take a pasuk like this and turn it upside down on his head, that a Leviim sing Shira. Because Moshe was a Levi, right? Rashi Amar Mehacha, it says, Vayuke Echad Melechotasim Ulamisharim Lashmiya Kol Echad. Very good. Rechon Amar Mehacha, Vayamusu, it says in a pasuk like this. This isn't Bamidbar, this is a real pasuk. It says, Loya Musu, Gamatem, Gamheim Gamatem. That, right? The full pasuk says about doing things in the base committee you're not allowed to do, like going there, doing a bodhi you're not allowed to do. So it says, Vyamusu, Gamheim Gamatem. Matem Bavodas Mizbeach, Abheim Bavodas Mizbeach. Just like the Kohanim's job is to do the Mizbeach, a lady that does it is Chayav Misa. Tanya Mihachi. V'lo yamusu gamhem gamatem. Atem b'shalahem v'heim b'shalachem b'misa. You stick with your job, they stick with their job. Any crossover is a misa here. Right? Heim b'shalahem. If it's them with them, Rashi points out, Levim had two jobs. Number one, to sing. Number two, to be in charge of the gates. Any Levi that switched jobs, heim b'shalahem, any Levi that switched jobs, ain't on b'misa el b'azhara. That's just the lav. Says Rashi, lo ishtarish lan. I don't know where that lav is. The Tosfos has a pasuk. He says, it says Pirsha Kuntris. Look at the third Tosfos. Pirsha Kuntris, lo yedana hai azhar mehechahu. I don't know where that lav is. Right? Rabbeinu Menachem, if he says nun ayin. See this Nun Ayin? Nun Ayin stands for Nucho Eden. I don't know what that means. Nucho Eden. I don't know what that means. But Menachem Nucho Eden Pirish. It says, what are you talking about? It says, Lishmar Mishmeres Vavod Lo Yavod. But see, if Kocha Tasa Levim, the Mishmaritam. In other words, the Levim can't switch jobs. My job, I'm a good singer. I don't want to be a singer. I want to open the gate. And we have always, if the president wants to serve with coffee and Dunkin' Donuts, right? We have those. These guys up on high want to do low jobs. I don't want to do that. I want to do the lower jobs. Can't. I don't want to do that. I want to do that. Now, I can't switch. You do your job. Now, it's not Chayav Nisa. It's a lot. Abaya comes along. Amar Abaya, no, it is chayav misa. Not kinan. Mishorer sheshir b'shal chaveiro b'misa. He switches out the chayav misa. Shnei Amar says v'achon l'fnei mishkan kedma l'fnei ol moed v'zar karv yumas. My zar. Who's the zar over here? Ilema zar mamash, a real zar. V'aksiv chadaz in the. We said it already once. El alav. Rather, it is zar to osa avoda. It's a zar in that avoda. In other words, he switched avodas. Wait a minute. We have a bryce that says, Mishore Shashir, if a singer goes to open the gate, or Mishore Shashir, or open the gates person, goes to switch to the singer, Enon Bibisa El Bazaro. He doesn't get Misa, rather, it's only a lot. So what's the bayah talking about? The answer is, Tanahi. It's a Machlokas Tanayim. The Tanya. Maisa, listen to this. This is Machlokas Tanayim. It's not even a Machlokas. Tanya. Maisa Bishua Bechananya. There was a story with Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. Right, Stam Rabbi Yeshua in Shas is Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. So he's, by the way, he's a lady. And he lived in the times of Beis HaMikdash. So Shehaya Halach L'Sayeh Ba'agafet Dalfas Eitzel Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudah. He went to go help Rabbi Yochanan close the door. He's not closing the door. He's helping the elder lady close the door. And V'amalo. So Rabbi Yochanan tells him, Bini, my son, Chozer L'Acharecha, go back. Sha'ata min ha-mishorim. You're a singer. Hello min hamish orim. You're not one of the door closers. So don't help me. Now, what was Rabbi Yeshua thinking? And what did he answer him back? So my lab hokimifluki. What's going on here? Mar savar. Rabbi Yochanan held misihi. It's a chiyav misa to switch jobs, and you're not switching jobs. You're helping me. Because we're Rabbana. The Rabbana made zero. Don't help. Ought to, you'll come to do it yourself. Stay away from that. Don't even help me. I'm an old man. Don't worry. I'll do it. It'll take me 5 minutes longer. I'll do it. I don't want you to do it yourself and be chayavita for that. And Umar Savar and Rabbi Yeshua held. No. Asharahi. It's only alive. And therefore, for Logadrube, they're making zero for helping. Can't help the old man. After all, it's only alive. So the Rabbana is making zero on alive. Then it makes a zero. Right? Now, that's not really, is that a machlokas? So now the Gemara says, wait a minute. The kuliyama azharihi. Everybody can hold this a lot. You don't have to make this into a big focus here. Mar savar mesayeya gazubei rabbanan. Umar savar lo gazubei rabbanan. No. Rabbi Yochanan held the made zero for helpers, and Rabbi Yeshua held the made zero for helpers. Why have misa have to be here? The rabbanan makes zeros on things less than misa. Right? Just because it's not misa doesn't mean they wouldn't make it zero. They don't want them switching jobs. The Torah says he can't do that. He can't switch jobs. So Rabbana said, made it zero, even if you're helping. it's not Misa, so it's not Misa. So, you shouldn't switch jobs. That's not such a crazy thing to say, right? Okay? Good? Very good. Now, the rule is as follows. One minute of introduction. Every carbon, there was such a thing as a carbon tzibur. A carbon tzibur is a toda, a tumid. Every morning is brought a carbon tzibur. Now, that required nitzach hayayin, and living and singing. The question now is, there were times, I guess down times during the Beit HaMikdash, when they had nothing to do with themselves. They had them sitting around, there was nothing to do. So what would they do? They would take leftover money from the pushkins that people donated, buy karbanos, and bring karbanos. Now what is that? Those are olos, the carbon olos of the tzibur. They belong to the tzibur. It's not an individual person. It's for the tzibur. It's money from the tzibur. Why would they do this? They did it because it's not appropriate for the mizbeach to be sitting idle with nothing to do. So they stay busy. It's a sheva. Look how busy we are. We're in serving Hashem, doing Hashem's job. So it's a sheva. So that's what they would do. The question is, when they would bring those olos, do those olos require singing by the levium? That's the question. That's the question. Right? Boyer of oven. Olas nidovas tzibur. Again, an ola of a voluntary offering brought by the tzibur to unashira or in to unashira. Did it require shira or did it not require shira? That's the Gemara's question. Says Rashi, kigon, kayit habizbeach, the dessert of the mizbeach, habam and ashofros, that came out of the pushka, shenostin behen mos, but then people would put in money, moser chatzos and moser ashram. That's a little bit of a difficult line. leftover chatas money, leftover asher money. What does Asher mean by that? That I don't know. What does he mean by that? Leftover chatas money. Okay, whatever. At the end of the year. Okay, fine. So, now, Olo Seichem Amarachmana. It says in the Torah, Olo Seichem. Echad Olo Chov of Echad Olo Sedava. Doesn't make a difference if it's a Chov or not. Yeah, Olo Seichem, you acquire Shira. Oh, Dilma, no. Olo Seichem, the Kul Yisrael Amarachmana. It meant was the Olos of every single Jew. Not a Nedava brought by the Tzibur. That's the Gemara's question. Okay? So, let's try to answer. Tashma. Let's try to answer this question. So Chizkiah's father was a, not Chizkiah the Amorah, Chizkiah the king. Right? Chizkiah the king, his father was a guy by the name of Ahaz. He was a horrible Rasha. He was such a Rasha that they didn't even bring Karbanos. They like closed down shop for a while. Such a Rasha. So Chizkiah took over, but back in business. So the pasuk says like this. V'yomer Chizkiah. Chizkiah says, La ha'olos ha'ola. Let's bring olos now. Let's get back to work. Right? Ube'eith hachel ha'ola. And at the time of bringing the Ola, Hachal Shir Hashem, go sing. Back in business. The Chatzotros, Ayde Clear, Ayde Klishir, David Melech Yisrael. Right, the Chizkiah is telling everybody, let's go guys, let's go get back in business. Back in shop. I'm a good guy now, we're gonna make the business back in business. Now, what did he mean by bringing Shir? Hi Shir, my ability. What Shir did he mean? Ilemash to Olos Chova. Is it the olos of a chov? In other words, the carbon tumid every morning. What was his question? I'm sorry, this was a question. When Chizkiah said, so should we say shir? What was his question? He says, of course he says shir. It's a chov. There's no shiloh about that. What was his suffix?
He didn't know.
What?
He didn't know.
He didn't know the halacha? Online, the Gemara doesn't assume that. The Gemara doesn't really know the halacha. The Gemara assumes he was a suffix about suffix. What was his suffix? It must be, he was wondering, what's the story of Olson Dava? And he ended up saying, do it. Go do it. That's what he sees. It's mutter. So Gemara says, no. Amar of Yosef, lav, lo, olas. Now this is a very difficult Gemara now, because the Gemara is going to give a suggestion, which is, goes against the pasuk. I don't know how to answer that. Two times. Lo, olas Rosh Chodesh hava. It was Rosh Chodesh. It was Rosh Chodesh. So on Rosh Chodesh you bring extra kabbanos. The kabayile mi hukfer Rosh Chodesh bizmano de likar volo. What is the question? Is it really Rosh Chodesh? Did they do Rosh Chodesh yesterday? Is today really Rosh Chodesh? Is it not Rosh Chodesh? That's what he was busy with.
He had that problem.
Was it busy with Rosh Chodesh? Says the Amalei Abaya, what are you talking about? Mi matzah samarta hachi? Voksiv, it says, biyom shish asa lachodesh, harishas. It was the 16th day of the month. Which month was it? It was Nisan. It was Pesach. What do you mean was it Rosh Chodesh? What kind of question was that? Right? But Machizki alone, Ola on his bear. Machizki didn't know it was Pesach. Is it Rosh Chodesh? That can't be Pesach. What was the Havamina? No. What was the Havamina? Maybe he was talking about Rosh Chodesh. No, the Pasuk says it was Pesach.
That's the month that he asked.
No, what was the Gemara's question? The question is, was it a suffake? You hear my issue? Was it a suffake? What do you do about Olaf the Duffel? So you see, Chizki said it's good. The Gemara says, no, that was Rosh Chodesh issue. Says the Gemara, Rosh Chodesh issue, it was Pesach. How could the Gemara suggest that it was on Rosh Chodesh when the Pasuk says it was on Pesach? The one who suggested it, this Amori here, didn't read the half of the Pasuk? That said it was Pesach? Doesn't realize? That's my question. I didn't say, I'm not talking about Chizkiah, I'm talking about the Amori who said this. Who said this? Maybe it was Rosh Chodesh. The Pasuk says it was Pesach. Right? Now the next problem, my question isn't on Chizkiah. My question is on the Amoru who said this. What's he talking about? What kind of Havamin is that? The next Havamin is also difficult. Listen to this one. El Amar of Mari Breda of Yeva. No. Kavet Haba'im Omer Kalibayaluhu. He was wondering, what's the story here with the Omer? It was the first day Chol HaMoed Pesach. It was the 16th of the month. So what Chizkiah wanted to know was, Mi Kavar Rosh Chodesh Bizmano Delikar Volo. Was Rosh Chodesh brought on time? In other words, did Rosh Chodesh really happen on time? Meaning that now it's time to bring the Omer. That was his question. So you might maske floor of Avya. What kind of question is that? Did they eat the carbon pesach? Did they eat matzah? Did they eat maror? Did they sing Dayenu? Right? Lexi, Pesach hechi avin, matzah hechi achel. Did they right? The Tosfos says, what was the havamina? He wanted to know, did what Rosh Chodesh 2 weeks ago done on time, that can bring the Omer today. Well, did you eat Pesach yesterday? Did you celebrate? What kind of Hadamim is that? Tosfos leaves the Tzarach is. What's going on here? He wakes up now in the morning. Oh, what's the story with the Omer? What's the story with the Omer? What about Pesach? Yeah. What kind of Hadamim is this? It's very difficult, no? The answer is El Amar of Ashi Midid Havi Ashlicha De Tzibur De Mimlach. You know what it's like? It's like, you know the guy's davening to the Amid. But he asks, can I daven to the Amid? You know, he's the guy. We hired him, or it's his thing. So, why is he asking? Because it's the right thing to do. He asks, you make yourself a little bit of a humble person. That's what Chizki was doing. He knew the halacha. He knew. So what should we do? Should we bring the Kabbalah? Yeah, let's bring him. That's what it was. He didn't have a suffix. He didn't have a kasha. He knew what to do. But he settled to be a little bit humble. Maybe don't make them feel bad for a while. They haven't been doing anything. But look, so what should we do? Let's bring it to them. How about that? Right? Hashid asas lahachi. Now that we said that, I feel the same about Olas Chova. It was a Chov. We didn't answer our question. This could have been Olas that were a Chov with the carbon tamid every morning. Midid have shlicha the jibor de mimlach. He was just asking permission, but the shlicha asked permission to be humble. He says, to Kahanim, should we bring a carbon tamid today? Why don't we bring one today? Well, Shashir? Yeah, we'll say Shira too. Why not? That's what he was doing. So we haven't answered our question. Okay? Now we're going to have a crazy bride to try to answer the question. Toshba. Ready for this question? Rabbi Yossi Omar. Megaldo is Zechus Liom Zakai. We have a Zechus on a day of Zechus, says Rashi. Benitza Nigalu. Benitza Nasidun Lihigoyal. Since once we were redeemed in Nisan, we're going to be redeemed again in Nisan. Why? Because good thing happens on good days. And good months too. Not just a day, good month also. So good things happen on good times. And V'chobol Yom Chayiv. Bad things happen on bad days. Right? So many bad things happen on Tisha B'Av. Why? It's a bad day. So Amru, they said like this. Mishachara Beit HaMikdash. Mishachara Beit HaRishona. When the first Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, Oso Hayom, that day, Tisha B'Av Hayom. By the way, if anybody didn't know this, but the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed on Tisha B'Av. And Motzei Shabbos Hayom. It was a Sunday. And Motzei Shviyos Hayom. It was the year after Shemitah. It was year number 8. Or year number 1. The entire Amun Aleph tomorrow is how could that be possible? That it was the year after Shemitah. Okay? look ahead to those chart, those crazy charts of the years. It's going to drive you, make your head spin. Right? And Umishmar Toshah Yehorah Vaitza, it was the Mishmar of the Kahanim family of Yehorah family. Vahya Kahanim Leviyam Omdim Al Duchen, and the Kahanim Leviyam was singing. Vahomim Shira, they were singing Shira. As the Nebuchadnezzar is coming down the block, they're saying Shira. Umash Shira Amru, what were they singing? They were singing Vayeshev Aleim as Onam. Hashem turned the evil on them. Ubirah Sam, and in their evil, Yatsmi Sain. They would be destroyed. What day of the week is that Shira found? What day of the week is that Shira? It's Wednesday. Excellent. Not Sunday. It's Wednesday. And below we speak alone at Smithy Hashem located, didn't even have a chance to finish the pasuk. Ad Shabo Goyim Bekipshim. The Goyim came, the Nebuchadnezzar came, they destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. Rashi says, by the way, Pasuk Ubitahilim Mizmar Kel Nakamas Hashem. In case you didn't know, that's a pasuk in Tehillim and Kel Nakamas Hashem. Why Rashi said it, I don't know. Then the Chaim Bishniya. By the way, the same story with second Beis HaMikdash. Hai Shir Maya Vidite. Now, the same story. In other words, it was on a Sunday. It was the year after Shemitah. They were singing the wrong Shira. Right? Then they didn't have a chance to. Same story happened, second Beit HaMikdash. Now again, Hai Shira Maya Vidite. What are they singing Shira for? Elam of the Olas Chova. Olas Chova? Ki Hai, the Yud Zayin Tamuz Batal HaTamid. On Shiva Shem HaTamid already, the Mishnah says there was no more Tamid. What are they singing Shira for? El Olav, the Olas Chova. It must be that somebody had, they had money left over from the Mizbeah, and they brought Olas Chova. So what do you see? You say Shira for an Olas Nedava. You hear that proof? Says the Gemara. Wait a minute. But Tisbara, Mishum de Olas Chova, Dolhavi, Amashan de Olas Nedavahavi, they didn't have animals to bring carbon tumbit. They had animals to bring the Nedava. What's going on here? There's no more animals. Right? Don't make any sense, since that can't be possible. The Gemara says, you're right, Holo Kasha. Ben Bakrak Rai Ba'amahu, Bishamalu. You're right, they had some animal lying around. It wasn't a tumbit. A tumbit was going to be a sheep. They didn't have a sheep. That's some animal lying around. So what should we do with animals? was starving, right? Let's bring her for a carbon. We'll get something to eat. Right? That's what it was. So Amar Rav, Bitei Rav Ashi, Tisbrach, the Shiur of the Yom, L'Hashem Aru Tumulowa. The Shiur for Sunday is L'Hashem Aru Tumulowa. V'yashem Aleim is Onam, B'Shiur Dar Bar Shabbatu. That's the Shiur for Wednesday. What's going on here? Ella, you know, you're right. Ayala Ba'almu, it was a kinna. The Nafal Le B'Pume. They brought this animal. They see the Romans are down the block. This is what they said. This is what the first thing that came into their head. This happened because of our sins. That's what it was. It wasn't a formal Shira. This wasn't a real Shira. What are they going to say? As they come down the block, right? With the torches, right? Vaal down the Dukhan of Tani. Yeah, then what are they doing sitting on the Dukhan? If they're sitting and saying Kinnis, why are they on the Dukhan? Kedush Lakish. Lakish Adama, Adama, Omer, Ashir, Shalal Karbin. Lakish holds, you're allowed to say Dukhan, you're allowed to say Shira, even if it's not for a Karbin. Even if it's for a Kinnah, you can also do it. It's also good. Ihachi. Ba'olas Nadava Nami. Then why can't you say the same thing for Olas Nadava? Let them sing the Olas Nadava anytime they want. But we answer that question. If you can get up on the Dukhan whenever you want, so for Olas Nadava also whenever you want. So Gemara says, no, Lema Nafak Mine Kurba. It'll be a terrible thing will happen. What terrible thing will happen? People will think, since it's optional, it's always optional. And even when I'm Chol, it's up there, the singing is optional, and then the singing is not optional. So for that reason, we don't allow it. Okay? My Havi Allah, one more minute. My Havi Allah, what's the bottom line here? Tashma. The answer is like this. The Tani of Mari, Braid of Kahana, it says, Al Olo Sechim, Yal Zivche Shalmechim. Ma Ola Kodesh Kedashim, Af Shlomim Kodesh Kedashim. Ma Shlomim Kavulahem Zman. Af Ola Kavulahem Zman. In other words, the only time you say Shira is when it's a carbon that's Kavua. Stam, you have nothing to do with yourself. You want to bring a carbon, you would not say Shira. The question has been answered. But tomorrow's daf will revisit this thing that the first base of making was destroyed in year number 8. That seems to go against something that Yecheskel Hanavi says. How is that possible? And it's not easy tomorrow. I mean, I didn't do Amud Beis yet. Amud Beis is about the second base of making issue. How could that be the year after Shemitah also? So that's tomorrow's daf. It's all history. Mati, we're looking forward to helping me out. Because I have these crazy charts over here in this Masipta, these like pretty scary looking charts. So we take every day as it comes, and we're looking forward to that challenge. Everybody have a good day.